might pull for your gun or something. But Mary said, if you fear God, don't come near me. And the angel said, Mary, fear not. I'm a messenger from God to announce to you that you will have a son by the name of Esau. Peace and blessing be upon him. Mary said, how will I have a son when I've never been touched by any man and I'm not a woman that walks the streets? What is she saying? She's not a harlot. She was untouched. She's a virgin. She doesn't even mix with men. So how she will be pregnant? The angel said to her, so be it. When God orders a thing, he says to it, what? Be, and it is. And just when the angel said that to her, Mary found herself just like the wife of Zechariah, pregnant, conceiving. And to make a long story short, when Jesus was born, Mary was ashamed because the people was already saying, she's a harlot, she's a this, she's a that. Look, she's pregnant. She had to go out. Something had to happen. How did she get pregnant? She asked God, what should I say? God told her, don't say anything. Point to the child. The child will speak for himself and clear you of everything they say. And Jesus did that. That was his first miracle. Yes, Jesus was born without a father. That's the first phenomena. Secondly, Jesus spoke from the cradle. Is that correct? To clear his mother. That was the first miracle. Jesus Christ caused the deaf to hear, caused the blind to see, caused the lepers to be healed, caused the dead to be raised up, blew into a clay pigeon, and caused it to fly off into life. Yes, Jesus, he fed more than 10,000 people from 7 fish and 7 loaves of bread. Jesus did that because God gave him the power to do that. When they asked him, how do you do such things? What did Jesus say? I can of my own self do nothing. But whatever the one who sent me orders me, that is what I do. And when someone called him good master, touched his garment, he pulled his garment from her hands and said to her, what? Why dost thou call me good when there's none good except whom? The one that is in heaven. Jesus made it clear, even to Pontius Pilate, when the high priest wanted to indict him, calling him the Son of God, calling him the King of the Jews. Pontius Pilate said to him, what do you say about the crime that they accuse you of? What do you say about that? They call you the King of the Jews. They said that you call yourself the Son of God. Now that was an accusation that he was committing a blasphemy according to the Jewish law. He said, thou sayest I'm the Son of God. And what did Pontius Pilate do? Pontius Pilate said, I wash my hands and I find no fault with this man. Isn't that what Pontius Pilate said? His response was that Jesus was not guilty of what they said, because by what he said, he denied it. So if Jesus denied that, how can somebody else for all these years keep calling him something that he denied? I say all these things to you because we Muslims, we love Jesus Christ maybe more than those who call themselves Christians. After all, we know more about his birth, about his life, about his message, about his mother, about his grandmother. We know more about his miracles, and they have been confirmed and detailed in the Quran, in our form of worship, and what we believe is exactly what Jesus believed. But Jesus never said, I'm God, worship me. And we don't worship Jesus Christ, and we don't worship Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say that Jesus Christ is the Son of Mary. He is the Messiah. He is a word from God and a spirit that God put in the womb of Mary. And that God put his words in Jesus Christ's mouth. And God gave him the power to do the miracles. That's what we say. We say that Jesus Christ was a great prophet and a messenger of God. And that he announced the coming of the Comforter, that Counselor, who would make all things clear, who would bring a book that would stay with the world forever, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say that Jesus Christ was a great prophet and a messenger of God, and that he announced the coming of the Comforter, that counselor, who would make all things clear, who would bring a book that would stay with the world forever, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the basis of that, I believe that if loving Jesus Christ, following his message, knowing about him, if that means being Christian, then I'm more Christian than most of the people who call themselves Christians. But Jesus didn't tell the people to call themselves Christians. And Moses didn't tell the people to call themselves Mosaians. And David didn't say call themselves Davidians. And Abraham didn't tell the people to call themselves Abrahamians. And Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, did not tell the people to call themselves Mohammedans. No, they said, call yourselves after God. That means what? God-conscious people, servants of God. That's what all of them were, and that's what we are. So we don't worship Jesus Christ, because he never said that I'm God. Worship me. Every prophet and messenger of Almighty God brought the very same and fundamental message, worship Almighty God and be sincere towards him. If we can examine this message of each of those well-known prophets, we would conclude this fact. Where there is a conflict, it is a result of false assertions, fabrication, exaggeration, blasphemy, paganism, idolatry by the alleged writers, historians, scholars, and individuals. For instance, let me point out something to you that may be a bit interesting to you. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who were they? Matthew who? Mark who? Luke who? And John who? What were their last names? When did they write? Did they know Jesus Christ? Did they walk with Jesus Christ? Did they eat with Jesus Christ? Did they talk with Jesus Christ? Did they even meet Jesus Christ? The answer is no, 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 no. Conclusively. The earliest of them that wrote 40 years after Jesus Christ. So they never met him. The last of them wrote 80 years after Jesus Christ, never met him. The other thing is, all of them seem to have written the gospel according to. Now, when you write a letter, do you sign it according to? According to is the third party. If Joanne or Jackie or Bobby or Johnny told me something and I wrote it, I would say, according to Joanne, Jackie, Bobby, or Ronnie, according to. But those four people would not write a letter and in front of it say, Jackie, according to Jackie, and not even write her last name. Because if Jackie wrote me a check and only said Jackie, I couldn't cash it. And if I was a policeman and I stopped Jackie on the road and she had a license that only said Jackie, she's going to jail. Where in the world is a document with only one name of four different writers that did not meet the one whom they're writing about? Where is that accepted in the whole world? Nowhere except in the Bible. And the church fathers and the church writers and the Christian historians, they all agree that perhaps those four writers themselves were only pen names. Because a writer would not write his first name according to. And there's a great amount of suspicion that the man called Paul, Saul of Tarsus, that because he wrote all the books from Acts all the way to the end of the New Testament, how many books is that? How many? 16? 15? 17? 19? All the books of Acts on, Colossians, Ephesians, Corinthians, Romans, Galatians, all of those books are written by whom? Paul, Saul of Tarsus, another man who never walked, who never talked, who never met, who never ate, who never prayed, who never knew Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? Now here we find four writers and another one between them that wrote all the New Testament books that never talked, never walked, never ate, never prayed, never met the man called Jesus Christ. Yet, in their words, the first mentioning of the Trinity came from where? From Jesus or from them? The first mentioning of Jesus being divine, a man God, came from whom? From them. The first mentioning that Jesus is the Son of God came from whom? From them. Jesus never said in his own words any such words, but it was the men who never met him, who claimed to have written, who didn't know their last names. And Paul, by the way, before he had that vision on the road to Damascus that only he saw and only he heard, guess what his occupation was? Do you know? He was a bounty hunter, a hunter of Christians, hunting them down like animals, binding them and bringing them to where? To Rome, so that they could be executed. Now, if Hitler, after killing thousands of Jews, said that on the road to Berlin, he had a vision that he was named an apostle to the Jews, and he wrote 20 books that all the Jews are supposed to follow, do you think they would be following that book? I don't understand how people just don't read history. This is not what Khalid said, so don't get angry with me. This is your own scripture, your own Bible scholars, the own church fathers. All of them agree that Paul never met Jesus, that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John never met Jesus. By the way, they were not disciples, nor were they walkers and talkers of the disciples. They were just writers and historians. My brothers and sisters and my respected guests, I have kept you here this evening, and I appreciate your indulgence. And I promise you that I will keep you here only another 15 minutes. Will that be okay? I said these things concerning Jesus Christ because we want to clear Jesus Christ's name. We want to establish that we have a love and a respect for Jesus Christ. We have a love and a respect for the message of Jesus Christ. But we also want to make it clear that Jesus Christ's life took us towards a certain direction. It pointed us in the world to a certain direction. It is our conviction that the life of Jesus Christ pointed us in the direction of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The message of Jesus Christ pointed us towards the Quran. The life of Jesus Christ pointed us towards Islam. And this is why we want to say to you and say to the world that whoever is a lover of Jesus Christ, at least they deserve, they owe it to themselves, at least look into the life of Muhammad. Go to the encyclopedia, go to the computer and punch in the name Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Peace and blessing be upon him. If you dare. Just punch it in and see what those who are not Muslims said about Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Well, I'll tell you. The five foremost premier biographers of this age, not a previous age, this age, the 21st century, the five premier biographers of this age, authorities said, when they examined and they put forward the proposition, who are the 100 greatest human beings that impacted humanity throughout the history? That means selecting 100 human beings who impacted the most profound upon humanity. What do you think they found? Or whom do you think they selected? Now, these five biographers, they were not Muslims. But three of them conclusively said, it has to be Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Michael H. Hart is one of them. He has a book called The 100 Greatest Human Beings. And his selection was whom? Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him. And he admitted, I tried very hard, because of being a Christian, I tried very hard to put Jesus there. But when I looked at the criteria categorically, Jesus was not a father. Jesus was not a husband. Jesus was not a ruler.